Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I can tell out of our studio window that there are some showers off in the distance, but nothing in downtown New Orleans. But boy, earlier today on I-59, some severe storms. There were some storms, St. Charles, John the Baptist Parish on the West Bank, crossing over to the East Bank. And so there have been some really big thunder cells around, but they're not everywhere. And this is going to get out of here. And you've heard the forecast. It's going to be incredible fall weather. Not too cool. It's going to be 70, middle 70s, by the upper 70s, I guess by the weekend. But it's just going to be beautiful. And the humidity is going to be lower. So, man, it's just this is a great time to be alive. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. I wrote a blog about Trump's victory leading some American men to degrading women. It's all over social media, and it's very disturbing. And I'm going to say again, this does not reflect all Republicans. It does not reflect all American men. But all American men and all Republicans and all Democrats, everyone should denounce these people who are degrading women. Denounce these people who are promoting this phrase, your body, my choice, or get back in the kitchen. This misogynistic BS is just, it's nasty. And representing people who have common sense, representing just, you know, the good people listening and the good people in America, you know, we need to point out these extremes and denounce them so the extremes are not allowed to seep into the mainstream. That's the problem. That's why we call it out. Because if the extremes are tolerated, then some people who might be, you know, on the verge of maybe thinking, maybe that's a good idea, or maybe I agree with that. You know, we need to denounce it. So it's imperative for all of us to denounce the extremes on both sides. And there are extremes on both sides, but this has come up. It started before the election, but it's really come up after the election with a lot of this appearing on social media. And it's just ugly stuff. This blog is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it, and you can also comment on the comments, and I will share some of your comments on the show this afternoon. All right, time for Scoot's news briefs. President-elect Donald Trump has returned to Washington.
Donald Trump has made a triumphant return to Washington.
Welcome. Thank you.
Here at the White House, an Oval Office handshake.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you. President Biden greeting his predecessor turned successor and pledging a smooth transition.
Politics is tough, and it's many cases not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much.
Earlier on Capitol Hill,
the 47th president of the United States.
Trump got a standing ovation from House Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
His visit here to Washington marked a stunning rebound nearly 4 years after Trump left defeated and diminished. Now he and Republicans like House Speaker Mike Johnson are celebrating.
They used to call Bill Clinton the comeback kid. This is the comeback king.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Yeah, I don't know if giving Donald Trump the title king, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do based on, you know, everything. Anyway, yes, it is time for Republicans and the Trump followers to celebrate. Addressing House Republicans, Donald Trump painted a very optimistic picture for his party's future.
You know, we had like historic kind of numbers.
especially for the president. But the House did very well, and I think we're responsible for 31, helping you with 31, meaning we could have lost by quite a bit. We worked with a lot of you to get you in, and you helped me, and you helped me too. And my numbers were, so they say, the 129 years is the most important election in 129 years. That's pretty good. We won the majority by 7.1 million. We won, which is great, because Republicans aren't supposed to be winning the majority, Marjorie. You know that, right? And we won that, and we won it every way, all seven swing states, by a lot. Next time, if we go up even a fraction of what we went up, you're going to win New York, you're going to win New Jersey, you're going to win places that weren't winnable. California, too.
Now, the future of the party depends a lot on Donald Trump. You know, remember after his first term, people didn't like Donald Trump, and they voted him out of office. So the future of Republicans and who will be the next president in 4 years, that's going to depend on, number one, how Trump does in office, and number two, how the Democrats react to this loss. And, I mean, you know, the Democrats' biggest mistake was they tried to win by being the party that wasn't Donald Trump. And you got to stand for something. You got to be for more than just, you're not the opposition. You got to do more than that. And they failed. But now that Republicans are going to control the White House, the House, and the Senate, they are going to have really no excuse to not get stuff done. So a lot of the things that they want are going to go through. I have concerns about aspects of Project 2025, like a lot of people, if that starts to become reality, and, you know, we'll be watching that. I think it will, but, you know, I don't know for sure. But I think that's definitely going to be part of it, because it was created for this moment when Donald Trump is president. So why did they do it if they're not going to manifest it now that he's president? So, again, we'll see. There are just some things in there that would infringe on our rights, and I'm not comfortable with that. And I hope that even if you're a supporter of Trump, look, he's in office, and he doesn't have to face the voters again. He can't run again, so he's in office. So just relax, and, you know, let's just stand for what is right. That's what we need to stand for. All right. President Joe Biden intends to boost the military support for Ukraine before he leaves office.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited NATO headquarters in Brussels today to make sure that Ukraine has money it needs to fight against Russia.
We've obligated just recently and pushed out the door another $8 billion in security assistance for Ukraine. That was in September. Another almost $500 million just a few weeks ago. And President Biden is committed to making sure that every dollar we have at our disposal will be pushed out the door between now and January 20th.
President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January, and he has slammed President Joe Biden for giving Ukraine tens of billions of dollars in aid. Trump has also said he'll quickly end the conflict, and Ukraine's international backers fear that any settlement reached quickly would mostly benefit Russia. I'm Donna Warder.
Steve Bannon was defiant in court today, saying the election proves that voters don't care about his alleged crimes.
The people rendered their verdict on all this lawfare.
Conservative strategist Steve Bannon blasted prosecutors as he emerged from a New York court yesterday.
To Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, Jack Smith, Tish James, Alvin Bragg, you wait. The hunted are about to become the hunters.
Bannon's preparing for a state trial, having pled not guilty on criminal charges of fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy. Prosecutors allege Bannon told donors who contributed to a charity that every dollar would go to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall. They say Bannon facilitated payouts of at least $140,000 to the nonprofit's president for a secret salary and used some of the money to pay his own credit card bills. His defense attorney argues Bannon was simply reimbursed for expenses. Donald Trump pardoned Bannon on federal charges. Charges brought over the same underlying conduct, but presidential pardons do not prohibit state prosecutions. The trial is scheduled for December 9th. At Tuesday's hearing, Bannon's defense attorney argued Acting Justice April Neubauer should delay until January, and the judge set another hearing for Monday, November 18th, to determine whether new evidence can be presented. Bannon appeared at ease during Tuesday's hearing, which came less than 2 weeks after he was freed from federal prison in Connecticut. A jury convicted him of contempt of Congress for ignoring subpoenas related to January 6th. Bannon is appealing his conviction and called himself a political prisoner. I'm Jennifer King.
All right, so look, it's real simple, Steve. If you did it, your ass goes to jail. If you're found guilty, your ass goes to jail. If you didn't, then you go free. But it has nothing to do with the vote. I mean, we don't vote on whether or not people go to jail. All right, let's have a vote here. Should this guy who's charged with murder, should he go to prison? Let's have a vote here. No, it doesn't work that way, Steve, and you know that. All right, two fringe right billionaires are teaming up to spearhead a new effort to drastically reduce the size of government, but their appointment to this position actually slightly increases the size of government. Hey, let's see if they can do it.
President-elect Donald Trump says that Elon Musk and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, the new organization will not be a government agency. Trump says that it will be an outside group that will offer the White House advice on how to drive large-scale structural reform and create an entrepreneurial approach to government. Trump says he wants to shock government systems. The acronym for the new organization is DOGE, which is a nod to Musk's favorite cryptocurrency, Dogecoin. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Look, so you know that, I mean, some of that sounds like a really good idea. I mean, this is a very conservative side of me. I am for smaller government. I'm for reducing the size of government. And if this small office, it'd be a small office, I mean, it's increasing government, but not by much. If they reduce the size of government, if they take a better approach to dealing with things, I am all for it. I totally support that. But what's happening here is two people who have loads of money, they want power, they want a position in the government, and Donald Trump, because of their money, is giving them a chance to play government. So let's see how it works. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Trump is moving rapidly to pick his national security team.
President-elect Donald Trump is building out his national security team. In a flurry of announcements yesterday, Trump announced he'll nominate Fox News host Pete Hegseth as defense secretary, a move sure to draw questions. Hegseth served in Iraq and Afghanistan as a junior officer, but lacks senior military or national security experience. Trump has also tapped former National Intelligence Chief John Ratcliffe to lead the CIA, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be Homeland Security Secretary, and ex-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee as ambassador to Israel. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
South Dakota Senator John Thune has been named the next Senate Majority Leader, replacing the aging Mitch McConnell. This is a good move.
The result of a secret ballot that went two rounds. What is notable is that Senator John Thune was the deputy and is the deputy of Leader Mitch McConnell, has served under him as the Republican whip. So he has a lot of close relationships with a lot of these senators. And considering that this went two rounds, that is not too terribly surprising.
So, look, you know, I don't know that much about Senator Thune, but I am very much in favor of Mitch McConnell moving on. You know, it's just time to get these old dinosaurs out of there and get some new blood in there. And hopefully it's going to be for the best. All right. That's it for Scoot's News Breeze. Let's just talk for a moment about Governor Landry giving that shot to the LSU Tiger football team. I mean, he's kind of right. He brings in this tiger. And the tiger was Omar, and it came from some preserve in Florida. And so he brought a live tiger in a cage into Tiger Stadium, and he said that's the only tiger that showed up that night. I mean, that's a joke, but, I mean, he's right about that. But I don't know. It just didn't seem like it did anything. It certainly didn't inspire the team. And a lot of people are going to look at that as a bad luck charm, bringing the live tiger in there. It's just something that didn't need to be done, but Jeff Landry thought it needed to be done, and he did it, and I don't think it served any purpose whatsoever. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke, and I want to find out if there are any texts that have come in. We're just asking a question about it's kind of cold in our office here at the station. In both of our studios, it's kind of chilly today. Would you rather be in an office that's too warm or too cold?
A lot of people are saying a variation on a theme. You know, I'll pick this one that says, hey, if it's too cold, you can always add more clothes. But if it's too hot, you can't keep removing clothes. You know, here's a text that says, I can always put on a jacket, a sweater, a hoodie. If it's too hot at work, I can't take my clothes off without getting in trouble. Here is one text that says, hey, cold brings out my arthritis too much, so I probably prefer to just deal with the heat.
Yeah, if you can, you know, I would rather be in a cold place because you can put clothes on. But the problem with being cold is it makes you dormant. I mean, you don't want to move in the cold. And, you know, this is why Maine lobster are so tender compared to Caribbean lobster. I mean, Caribbean lobster, they're in the warm water. Man, they're just swimming all over the place. So they develop, you know, muscle tone in that tail. That tail's kind of tough in Caribbean lobster. Maine lobster, it's tender because the cold water just makes the animals dormant and they don't really move very much or develop any kind of muscle tone. So, yeah, the problem with cold is you don't want to move. You just kind of want to sit there. But, you know, being hot's pretty miserable.
Here's a text that says, years ago, I worked offshore on a two-man oil platform, and the guy that I worked with was a senior, and he liked to keep the air conditioner down to below zero. It was brutal. That's a pretty powerful air conditioner. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, like below zero on the average
commercial grade air conditioner that goes below zero
thermostat. I mean, that's like maybe 60. I mean, 60's, you know, if it's 60 in your home, it's pretty damn cold.
That's cold. Yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly.
Maybe these oil platform guys have some sort of super powered air conditioner. I don't know. If you're an offshore worker and you guys got some tech out there that lets you go below zero on your AC, let me know about it.
That's why gas costs so much.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are just running your air conditioners out in the Gulf at 0 degrees.
All right. Wow. If you have a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1982, and I will never forget how I felt when I first played this song on the air. This is from the album Business as Usual by Men at Work, an Australian group. They had a couple of hits from this album. This was the number one album in the country on this day in 1982. This was one of the hits from Business as Usual. And I remember playing this song, and this was one of the songs that reminded me, music is changing. And this was really kind of considered new wave music in the early 80s. And, you know, this was really the beginning of music changing in the 80s. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it feels wrong to do the right thing, and sometimes it feels right to do the wrong thing. I'm Scoot on the Air. This is One Republic, and man, I'm waiting for these guys to do something new. They're lead singers. He's a great songwriter, and he's writing for a lot of people. So I'm looking for One Republic to come out with something new. Mike Pence, the former vice president, is literally praying that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance do not pardon the people who are in jail for rioting January the 6th. It says that they're praying that Trump and Vance uphold their oaths that they will take in God's presence with their, you know, hands in the air. They will take an oath to follow the Constitution and pardoning those people who broke the law and did what they did is disrespecting the Constitution. So that's not something that I'm in favor of. You know, you break the law, you do what they did, you go to jail. And I don't think that's an extreme view. I think everybody should pretty much agree with that. Now, there are people who so empathize with what people did on January the 6th. And again, that is a small, minute section of the Republican Party. It's not all Republicans. It's not all conservatives. See, I think that's so obvious, but some of the messages that I get indicate that a lot of people don't get that. There are so many Republicans and so many conservatives, even so many Trump supporters who totally denounce what happened on January the 6th, that I think it's wrong to pardon those people. Because to me, that shows disrespect for the Constitution. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Richard in New Orleans. Hey, Richard, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoop. Hey, I want to ask you a quick question. For this election just happened, do you think that misogyny, racism, and hate, all three was a play into this factor?
I think for some people it did. It was definitely prominent. Those things were definitely prominent enough. I don't think that was the reflection of mainstream voters, but it had enough of an impact to where it has emboldened people who are part of that extreme to speak out in a very, very ugly manner, whether it's about race or misogyny.
I'll ask you something about freedom and economy, because I voted. My vote, like I told you, I thought really based on Ann Salter's Iowa poll, I was bullish, and I thought she was going to beat him. Not just beat him, I thought she was going to kick his ass, frankly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. So at the same token, you know, my vote still went for women, my daughter, my 11 sisters, my wife, I've been with 27 years, married 24. Women reproduction right is on the ballot. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. My vote went to the economy. You know why? Scoop, let me ask you this question. Do you think...
Wait a minute, Rashard.
The number one barrier in starting a family, don't you think that's part of the economy? Do you think that's the most important economic reason that there is
Matt,
for anybody?
I'm sorry, Rashard, let me stop you for 1 minute. I'm going to let you continue, but we've got some breaking news here. I don't get this. I don't get this at all. I think this is horrible. I think it is an insult to the American people. Donald Trump has selected Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz as the Attorney General of the United
you
States.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
Okay, that's my point.
That is effing sane.
I get it.
You're talking about freedom,
I'm not,
right?
I'm not surprised
talking
at
about
all.
Freedom.
Well, okay,
wow.
Okay. Wait, hang on, Richard. I'm not surprised, but the fact that it's reality, I still can't help but be shocked, even though I might expect things like this. I still can't help but be shocked at the reality. All right, Richard, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but man, that was breaking news.
Also, I'm going to throw another name in there since you went there. Ratcliffe, he was under investigation for fraud and things in the first administration, and he's coming back. This cabinet, Scoop, will be a corruptible cabinet like the first cabinet was. And people, please do a research on this again. I keep asking y'all. You talk about the economy. 2019, it was a recession. Y'all don't want to believe it. When Trump came in office, remember this. It was Obama economy that saved saved us from the housing market. Got us out of all that stuff. And then, Joe Biden, Doug Brandon, he came and got us out of pandemic, saved us from thousands of people being killed and dying. You know, and inflation, it was up. But right now, you're talking about before you even voted, inflation is down. So y'all can tell me it's about the economy. It's about greedflation, and y'all just gave the oligarchs Elon Musk. Y'all forget now. Don't forget, he's from Africa, the apartheid apparatus. Y'all don't want to do y'all research. I'm making my business to do research on a lot of this stuff before I say anything, because you know what? I don't want to look like a damn fool and a liar, because I'm not a liar. I'm a pragmatic individual. I love my country. I love my community. You know, I love everybody. I hate, but I promise, I'll tell you this, with a passion, I hate the banana MAGA Republicans.
All right, Richard.
I hate Donald Trump.
I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion with us. It's not surprising, but the reality of it is shocking that he would actually do that. Of all the people who could be Attorney General of the United States, Matt Gaetz. He seems like such a shallow, pretty boy who cares more about his hair than policy. And he seems like he has the attitude to be one revengeful MF-er. And I guess that's what Donald Trump wants.
Let's just take 20 seconds to remember that Matt Gaetz escaped legal consequences for getting tied up with a child sex trafficking operation.
Yeah.
His best friend did not escape consequences for that actions, but he's still under investigation in the House by the Ethics Committee for the same reason, which is why he decided to get out in front and blow up Kevin McCarthy's speakership, because he wanted to make that investigation go away. Kevin McCarthy said, no, the Ethics Committee will continue to look into your alleged child sex crimes. And, you know, here we are. Now he's going to be the Attorney General of the United States if he gets confirmed, or if he gets appointed in a recess, which it seems like is probably going to happen.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. If you're on hold, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. The Pet Shop Boys, the main lead singer was Neil Tennant. Chris Lowe was the other guy. They entered the Guinness Book of World Records in 1999 as the most popular singing duo in the UK. Hall & Oates are that in America. The Pet Shop Boys are that in the UK. Neil Tennant is 70 years old, and he's criticizing popular music. He says he's got a real problem with modern music. It's too processed. I think people said that of his music when they were coming out with songs like this back in the 80s. He criticized Taylor Swift about her music. He likes Harry Styles, but he says that, Taylor Swift isn't as good as she thinks she is. And Taylor Swift might not have the greatest voice, but she's just one hell of an entertainer. But anyway, I just think it's interesting that Neil Tennant of Pet Shop Boys is kind of saying the same thing about new music today that people said about his music being too processed when it came out in the 80s. But that's sometimes the way it goes. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL. Matt Gaetz, Attorney General of the United States. All right, hey, remember, you can download the Audacy app. It's free, AUDACY. Download the app if you haven't done it. Do it right now. Take a moment. Not if you're driving, but, take a moment to download the Audacy app. Then dislocate Scoot and go to Scoot. And then you can rewind our show, and you can listen to one specific hour, or you could listen to the highlights. And Ian does a great job of setting up highlights of our show. So, if you missed it and you're not sure what you might disagree with me on, you can just go to the highlights and check it out. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to James and Harvey. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
Wow, that's amazing. Scoochie said something that sparked me to want to talk about 2025 Project.
Okay.
I was going to try to convince you that it's already started. It's just my opinion as a layman that at the end of his last administration, he was trying to get rid of a lot of federal employees. I think they called it Schedule S or something like that. And it was working, but I think he was assuming he was going to get a second run at it, and they didn't have to worry about codifying it or whatever. They thought it was going to work. So now he takes this man that gives him a lot of money, has got at least 20 federal investigations, and another guy that can run for him. And while I was listening and thinking about what to tell you, I hope it's not true, but say it ain't so. This man is nominating Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, that's not a joke, right?
No, it's true. It's true. It's breaking news. It just happened. It seems like a joke, but it's not.
But that goes to my point is, anybody that's qualified, that don't mean you give them the job just because they're qualified. It's like, what's this guy that used to be a great wide receiver? Whatever team he went on, he screwed it up. Terrell Owens, he man had great talent, but you got to get the right fit for the right. I think that's right fit for Trump. I don't know if it's right fit for America, but yeah. To me, this is one of the beginning of 2025.
Yeah. Nobody should take the attorney general position lightly. That's the person who enforces the laws of the federal government, the laws of the Constitution. That is a really, really important position. That position is actually supposed to be independent of the executive branch of office. And if the executive branch does something wrong, the attorney general is supposed to call out the president. Of course, that's not going to happen. And Matt Gaetz is sycophant. I could think of a couple of other ways to describe him, but I don't know, man. I mean, maybe Jeff Landry would have been even more qualified. I don't know Matt Gaetz's total background, but here's a guy that just seems to be preoccupied with anything other than, like, policy and law.
Some of his committee assignments, I guess you could make an argument that that may act as a sort of bridge to a possible qualification as attorney general. But, you know, anybody who ever complained about the weaponization of the Department of Justice, sit down and zip it, because the person that has just been nominated to run the Department of Justice is you couldn't create somebody in a lab that would be more prone to using that department for political ends. There is no question Matt Gaetz will use the Department of Justice as Donald Trump's personal law firm and not as the chief law enforcement officer of the United States.
If
you don't think that that's coming, I don't know how to talk to you. Like, you're getting your news off the back of oatmeal packets. You don't know who these people are. You don't know where they've been and what they want and what they've said. But those of us who are up close to it and know, trust us when we say this is a really bizarre pick.
Yeah, and we will follow what happens. What happens is going to be obvious. It's not going to all happen behind closed doors. Some of this is just going to be right out in the open, and, you know, we'll comment on it.
You know, that reminds me, I got a text here earlier that says, here it is. It says, do any of these people understand that Trump is setting up a board to dismiss and fire generals that he considers not loyal enough, so he can decide to turn his military against the people? They will carry out the orders because they are under him. James and Harvey just told us that, you know, we're already seeing Project 2025 come up. Purging the Pentagon of generals that are not going to be yes men for the executive is Project 2025. So don't come at me and Scoot and say Project 25 is a real and Donald Trump's not going to implement it. If that draft order that we saw from the Wall Street Journal that says I'm going to use retired military people, hand-picked retired military people who are going to create a board to advise me which generals to fire, that's Project 2025.
Well, because Donald Trump wants to be able to use the military to protect his presidency, which really is sort of the definition of fascism. It's sort of the definition of a third world country, where the military, the only reason somebody is in power in third world nations, the only reason dictators are in power is because they have the military on their side. But the question would be, would American soldiers, would they follow the leaders of the generals, no matter what the generals said, or would they do the right thing and not turn against the American people to protect the president? I think these are interesting questions. Let's go to Hammond and Irvin. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Real quick, before we jump the gun on this attorney general, if only three rhinos abstain and do not vote, because we got a two vote lead and the VP's got a tiebreaker. So you had 49-49. He doesn't get in. I'd be disappointed if a few Republicans don't break ranks on this one for their own political capital. Remember, the CHIPS Act, the infrastructure bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans jumped with the Democrats and voted on this. The Democrats made a big thing that this was bipartisan. When you're a senator or congressman, you got to think about your political future and how you vote.
Yeah. Irvin, I'm going to run out of time here, so I want to give you a chance to get to your point. Interesting observation. I appreciate you making that.
Okay, real quick, I think a focus needs to come back on why Donald Trump is our president. And the fact of the matter is, the Democrats did not vet and put up a strong candidate. First of all, Biden selects her by stating, I'm going to put in a woman of color. So that eliminates about 96%, 95% of the people that were eligible right there. Secondly, he waited too long to get out to give up the office, to give her a good running time. Third, there was no open convention where she could be vetted. And she probably would have got the job anyway, but the convention pretty well designated her to be the vice president, to be the presidential candidate. So real quick, and this is coming from liberal press, she didn't distance herself from Biden.
Right.
When she was asked what she would do differently, she said nothing.
No, it was a big, big, big mistake. Big mistake.
I'll give it to
you. Go ahead. One more comment.
Oh, I'm still up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the other things that affected her from me, and I would have voted Democrat if it would have been a better candidate. You know, the word salad, she was not clear on her positions, especially for the working class, and that's what backfired on her.
I agree.
The Hispanic vote and some of the black vote just left her in the dark because she wasn't clear on what she was going to do as a person. So that's how he got in office. I've said it before. You know, he's the lesser of two weak candidates.
Yeah, we talked to, go ahead, yeah, all right, Irvin, I appreciate the call, got to get you a break here. Yeah, we talked about that a lot. You know, Donald Trump won. I'm not taking the victory away from him at all, but one of the factors in him winning was the other candidate was just such a poor choice, and the Democrats are in disarray. On this day in 2015, that band from America, Eagles of Death Metal, were performing in Paris. And this is when the venue was attacked by armed terrorists with automatic weapons, grenades, and explosives. 89 audience members were killed. The band members' merchandise manager, Nick Alexander, was killed. The band escaped through a back door. But this was a part of a series of attacks in Paris on this day in 2015. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, more to come in the next hour. Some really interesting posts to a couple of things that I have posted on the SOTA Facebook page, including yesterday after the show, I posted a video about the Ten Commandments being stopped from being posted in classrooms in Louisiana. Jeff Landry's brilliant idea. We knew it would happen, but it was stopped by a federal judge. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Matt Gaetz, Attorney General. Wow, I don't get it. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And Tulsi Gabbard is going to be the next director of national intelligence. So Donald Trump is just rapidly filling his cabinet. And CNN is projecting that Republicans will control the House. So Republicans will control the White House, the House, and the Senate. So they'll have control. It will be incumbent upon them to get stuff done. We'll be back.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.